So, folks, if you remember back to when Mike Pence was reading the electoral counts, it was a very mundane process. It's something that's not given into a lot of fanfare. It's usually they open the electoral votes from each state and they just read it, and it's a formality, right? And everything that I had heard around that was sort of from MSNBC and CNN talking about how could Pence make this go for Trump? You know, is there anything that he could do? No, there's not anything that he could do. Well, what makes this story interesting is that here's a law professor that was one of Trump's lawyers. His name is John Eastman, and he came up with this 6-point plan on how Pence could pull this off. And it sounds to me, folks, like this is something that could definitely happen in the future, given the right vice president. You know, stuff like this could happen. And I mean, it's a risk. It is a risk, given what we just went through with Trump and Pence trying to basically steal the election away from Joe Biden. So here's the plan. I'm going to put this on the screen. And the first point is that he says that VP Pence, presiding over the joint session, or Senate pro tempore Grassley, if Pence recuses himself, begins to open and count the ballots, starting with Alabama, without conceding that the procedure specified by the Electoral Count Act of going through the states alphabetically is required. His point two, when he gets to Arizona, he announces that he has multiple slates of electors and so is going to defer decision on that final until finishing the other states. This would be the first break with the procedure set out in the act. And point number three, at the end, he announces that because of the ongoing disputes in the 7 states, there are no electors that can be deemed validly appointed in those states. That means that the total number of electors appointed in the language of the 12th Amendment is 454. This reading of the 12th Amendment has also been advanced by Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe, and he says that a majority of the electors appointed would therefore be 228. There are, at this point, 232 votes for Trump, 222 votes for Biden. Pence then gavels President Trump as re-elected. So this is a lawyer for Donald Trump, John Eastman. This is what they wanted Mike Pence to do. And this is what, obviously, Mike Pence did not do. So at that point, they would have gaveled President Trump as being re-elected, and it would have been left to chaos, literal chaos, in the courts to decide the aftermath. Can you imagine if that had happened? And what he's basically advocating here is that those 7 states and millions of Americans that voted in those elections, John Eastman's basically saying, we're going to ignore those. We're going to ignore those 7 states, because if we do ignore them, then that gives Trump more electoral votes than Biden. I mean, what kind of a reason is that? To ignore millions of votes. I mean, this is antithetical to everything that we are in the United States and everything that the Founding Fathers stood for. It's people like this, folks, that call themselves patriots. And it's unbelievable. But let me tell you a little bit more about who this man is. He's a former law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. He has warned that marriage equality for the same-sex couples would have catastrophic consequences for civil society. He's also questioned whether Kamala Harris is qualified to be vice president because she has immigrant parents. Just because she has immigrant parents. And by the way, in 1990, he was the Republican nominee for the 34th district in California's congressional seat, which he lost to guess who? Kamala Harris. So, you know, these people swear that they're patriots up and down. But the problem is, what he described could actually happen at some point down the road. I mean, it could certainly happen. And then, once Trump would have been gaveled in, like I said, it would have been chaos in the courts that would be left to figure out who is president. We would have just been in chaos. The markets would have tumbled. It would have just been more than a black eye in the United States and the international community. It would have been, who knows how we would have sorted this out. And like Trump said, he was always willing to make the Supreme Court make the final call. That's why he packed the Supreme Court with conservative justices. I mean, this is we have to guarantee that somebody like Trump, or anybody for that matter, can't get away with bloody murder. So folks, that's not all of the chaos that was going on today. I'm just going to throw this one out there as well. There's this, switching gears a little bit, but still along the theme of election chaos. Remember Sidney Powell, the crackpot Kraken, you know, from way back? And she was cooking up this little fable today, folks. Have a listen.
I think what we are dealing with here is pervasive and very, very dark. It's organized. It's well-funded. It's pure evil. They are willing to kill people, a la Kelly Loeffler's aide in Georgia, who was suddenly blown up in his car on the way to a rally for her. He happened to be dating Governor Kemp's daughter. Governor Kemp was considering, I think, at that point, a signature audit. And then the Georgia Bureau of Investigation agent who was investigating that, he was the lead investigator, was suddenly dead within a week. And suddenly we don't hear anything else about any of that. We are talking about trillions of dollars of global wealth at issue here. The leadership and control of the most powerful country on the face of the earth.
Folks, did you see what was behind her there? It said, it was like a graphic of Wonder Woman. This is Blunder Woman, really. Sidney Powell, you're Blunder Woman. I mean, everything's got to be a conspiracy with these people, folks. I just don't get it. What happened to Senator Loeffler's aide, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution? His name was Harrison Deal. He died in a three-vehicle crash on I-16 East near Pooler Parkway around 10 a.m. This happened around early December. It happened around 10 a.m. Friday, according to Pooler Police spokeswoman Lindsay Heintzman. Pooler is about 14 miles west of Savannah. It was a car crash. He wasn't suddenly blown up. And I have no idea what she's talking about with the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, you know, guy who was suddenly dead. None of it makes sense. And you know what, folks? That's the point. It's not supposed to make sense. You're just supposed to believe it. And it's just never ending, you know, what these people cook up. Now, that's what Blunder Woman, Sidney Powell, just came up with. And it just never ends. You think these people slip under the waves and, oh, God, they're gone. They're done. No, they keep coming back. It's like it never, ever ends. But I'll tell you one thing, though. That one thing that they could do, what John Eastman was suggesting with the Electoral College, is something that we have to tighten down. If we don't, there'll be a nutcase that takes advantage of it, just like he wanted Trump to do. Till next time, folks.